So today we're going to pray for Lytle Creek and the officials of it, along with the probation department that is under the San Bernardino County supervisors. And it's quite extensive. Lytle Creek, however, has a population of 837. Crime occurs every 6 days on average. D minus for violent crime, B minus for property crime, F for other crime. Their biggest issues are 17% drug crimes. That's high. Vandalism at 9. Assault. You don't see that too often at the high end. 5% and burglary at 4. So we need to pray for officials to find ways to help with more drug busts and that people are transformed by the power of the gospel. Unique issues to Lytle Creek is it is earthquake epicenter. They had 2 this year over 3 points level. They also deal with drug crimes, tourism that does things off roads that are questionable. They have had a fire in the past year, and they can deal with rock slides. They're currently experiencing some work on the roads as well. So they're governed by District 2, Janice Rutherford, who will be up for election this year. But we're going to be praying not only for her and that they would find some ways, but we're also going to pray for the probation officer. So first we're going to pray for Janice Rutherford and her district. So Father, we lift her up and her team of people. We pray, God, that they would not, if they don't know you, that she would come to know you and those on her staff. Give them a wisdom in every decision. Help them to think clearly. Grant them discernment and common sense so they'll be strong and effective leaders, as you say in Titus 3:5, James 1:5, and Proverbs 3:21. Help them, the whole district staff, District 2 staff, help them to lead and govern with integrity. May their integrity guide and keep them on track. Help them to be merciful and give us a new leader, if she will be replaced, who are spirit-filled and follow your principles and would help find ways to minimize the crime and to expose the drug crimes and prevent the issues that happen in the quiet places, the hidden places in Lytle Creek. Pray for people that can talk to the district about how to handle the roads in and out of there, and the Forest Department to work with them as well, because the majority of Lytle Creek is under the National Forest, San Bernardino. Help them to govern with integrity and help it to guide them and be on track. Help them to be directed by your word, that their decisions would have a great impact on the lives of the people in Lytle Creek. Be their defender, protector, and keep them always on guard. Help those who are Christians be strong and courageous, standing firm in their faith and influencing others for your kingdom. We pray you would encourage and strengthen them, giving them the wisdom that they need. Help them to have courage and faith in you no matter what they face day to day. In Jesus' name. And then we lift up the probation officers. Tracy Reese is the chief, who was appointed and sworn in March 2021. Julie Francis, her assistant. Edward Berry, Kimberly Drury, Kimberly Epps, Tanika Hayes, Dana Smith Lacey, Jennifer Villa, Michael Don, and Jennifer Villa, all of them are deputy chief probation officers. We lift up Michael Donahue, the information service administrator, and Thomas Camara, the director of probation administration. So we'll be praying for them over the next couple of minutes. We also lift up their 3 departments that include volunteers. So we pray for volunteers to come forth to help in the probation process. They have volunteers in probation to help with tutoring and that sort of thing. They also have religious volunteers. It looks like it's under the diocese, but you have to attend a church. And then they have people that assist on the Youth Accountability Board that cooperate and collaborate in decision-making about primarily juveniles. So we pray, God, for volunteers to come forth for that. We pray, according to their core values, that people that work in this probation department would listen and act with empathy, along with the volunteers. We pray they would demonstrate a willingness to serve, promote attitudes and behaviors such as empathy, self-awareness, and responsibility. Help them to be unbiased, have good listening skills, self-confidence, and how they support the clients. We pray that they have integrity in doing what is right all the time. We pray they would have deep convictions that would stand tall against temptation and become part of a promise to demonstrate integrity and hold others accountable as well. That if they see others struggling, they would help them to get back on the right track. Interesting. That they would have courage, not the absence of fear, but rather the judgment that something else is more important than fear. Courage manifested in a physical manner and also displayed in a moral way. That they would be professional in everything they do, in the way they handle their job, their tasks, the people, the clients, the volunteers, their coworkers, those above them, those that have leadership above them, outside of their dominion. We also pray they collaborate with one another. There'd be no fractions, no dissents, that there would, people would work together. There would be team camaraderie, and it would seem like a team, and it would benefit the people that they serve. We pray they would do things with excellence, have professional leadership, that they would model servant leadership. They would look for their best practices to do things, that they would be innovative, they would navigate change, and they would be diversified in all that they do. So Father, we lift them all up. There is quite a few ladies in the group. We pray that there would be no animosity there, even though there's three men in this particular group of probation people. Leadership, we pray, God, that there would be a flow of command and tasks and clear, definitive responsibilities. But most importantly, we pray that they find ways to see people not repeat the same offense. And only that can come from you. We thank you that they include volunteers. We pray that the religious will not just be Catholic, but that they will allow for other ones to come in as well. In Jesus' name.